listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hola, everybody, and welcome back to The Bob Dean Show.
Yay.
This is episode whatever. I want to thank my producer, our producer of LA Talk Radio, Sam Hasten. And today our guest is the fabulous Kathy St. George, Miss August of 1983. Hi,
two.
Kathy. Two. Well, give it a year. Hello, Kathy St. George.
Makes me a year younger. It's okay.
Kathy, as Hi. Most of you know who are following the Bob Dean Show,
yay.
Are, remember that to throw in that yay, Kathy. Kathy and Dennis were co-hosts of the show. No, we're doing it a whole new style now. We'll see what happens in the future. But, Kath, we miss you. How's Florida?
I miss you so much. Florida is Florida.
Hot, humid.
I'm telling you what, my hair, just so you see, my hair is really flat. And it was long, but my hair is really flat because when I go out in the humidity, I look like Macy Gray without her money or her, or her talent. You know?
Well,
I just get this big hair. And so I finally had to have it afro straightened.
Well, it looks marvelous, but yeah, that's something. I lived in Florida for years, and the humidity, I mean, it's just funny in California because we've been actually having pretty, for us, heavy-ass humidity.
Hello.
Yes. Nothing compared. Oh, we have our first caller. Kathy, this is going to be a call-in show. We have our first caller.
Hi!
Who's calling us today on the Bob Dean Show?
Who's calling? Is it a bill collector?
Probably for me. I don't have any audio. I'm sorry. Sam, can you help me out here?
No, say. No barking. I heard hello.
I didn't hear it. Hello. Oh, goodness gracious. I don't want this to happen again. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
If it happens, I'm going to have to just guess what they were going to ask me and then just respond.
Well, if you are trying to call in, guys, please hang in there. I'm sure that we'll be able to fix it up.
Please don't give up.
Don't give up. And thank you. We appreciate it. So, Kath, guess what's going on in... Oh, okay, we have a caller. Let's try it again.
Yay!
Hello?
Oh, hello, hello. Can you speak up a little, caller?
Maybelline!
I heard a hello. That's all I heard.
Hello?
Oh, there they go. I'm sure Sam's working on it.
My dog hears me saying hello and thinks it's the front door. Maybelline!
Oh. Well, here we go with another Bob Dean shit show. We're going to love it. Okay,
Maybe
caller, can you hear me? Don't say hello, Kathy. Hello.
I'm going to say mucho. Hello, mucho.
All right, we appreciate you calling, guys. I'm sure we're working on it.
Please try.
Hello. There. Well. So anyway, Kathy, we have rabid bats in Los Angeles now.
No way.
And you have.
Are they rabbits? That look like bats, or are
no? They're bats that are rabid.
Maybe Huff had something.
And
to do
so,
with
if
that.
You get bitten by a bat, you need to rush to the emergency room because it takes 7 days for the rabies to start. And you in Florida have leprosy.
Oh my God!
Okay, caller, can you hear me?
We also have. I was going to become a python hunter. We also have Burmese pythons, and you can get between 100 and 500 for everyone you kill. And all you have to do is grab it by the back of the head and take a nail gun and stick it in.
Oh, yeah, that's all. I mean, what? Because we watch that. Dennis is a big fan of these shows on history and this and that, you know? And they do that one about the Florida game hunters, and there's always some python. Somebody's between their fences or by their. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Bob Dean Show. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello.
I
oh, hello.
You.
Yay. Who's calling?
Yeah, my name's Richard. Tell Kathy I said hello.
Hi, Richard. How are you? Hello?
Oh, God.
Hey, Richard, thank you. We're working on it, bud.
I guess that's cutting it short for me.
Well, maybe he just wanted to say, he said I wanted to tell Kathy hello. You guys are swell. Thank you for being so patient.
Thank you, Richard. Hello to you.
Thank you, Richard. So we were talking about...
So I was going to become a Burmese python hunter because I'm not afraid of snakes and you can make a lot of money. And I thought, if I ever get a reality show, it will be by being a python hunter. You know? Kathy St. George becomes a python hunter. The only thing is I have to have an assistant, which I thought you might be good to keep the gators away.
Absolutely. We'll work on, we'll hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go on with the show because we love Kathy, but unfortunately we're having technical difficulties. So all you guys that are trying to call in, God, we love you for it. And I promise we're going to, you know, I'm going to fix it. We're going to fix it. It's just one of those unfortunate things. We'll have Kathy back on in a week or so. Is that okay, Kath? Because we're going to go on with the show. The show must go on. But unfortunately, again, we're having technical difficulties with the call.
But keep trying to call just in case.
Well, no. Sam
it's
asks.
It's like Dancing with the Stars. You got to try.
Sam asks that we don't call because he's having problems in the studio. So we do it. Gang, we do this remotely. I'm at my home. Kathy's at her beautiful condo in Florida. And our producer, Sam, is in his offices. And it's just one of those things again. So we'll fix it. But thank you. Please continue watching. Anyway, enough about that. I apologize. We can't do any calls today.
But
sorry. Kathy, we'll have you back on. So anyway, you're going to be a python hunter. I'm going to be your assistant.
But you have to chase the alligators.
Well, I'll just work without a shirt. That'll scare the hell out
of me. Well, if you take marshmallows and throw marshmallows, they will always chase them.
Well, have you heard anything about the leprosy situation in Central Florida?
Well, no, I'm actually really, because I have a fear of leprosy, so.
Well, who doesn't? Do you know what the leper said to the prostitute?
What?
Keep the tip. But the reason I asked.
Where did you hear this, though?
But this is what I'm saying. The reason I ask is because that has been a repetitive story on the local news here in Los Angeles for the last 3 days. And people will call me from Nashville saying, oh, my God, I heard all this stuff's going on in L.A. And I'm like, I never heard anything about it. So I didn't even know if you heard about it. There's like 20 confirmed cases of leprosy somewhere in Central Florida over the last 2 weeks. So,
the good news about that is that leprosy is completely curable now.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Unless you have this one gene that makes the antibiotics not able to cure it. So I know a lot of, believe it or not, I read a lot about leprosy.
So, really? Well, I'm surprised you hadn't heard about this.
One genetic thing that the antibiotics will not work. You cannot take these antibiotics, but otherwise it's completely curable. So,
well, that's good to know. So stay away from lepers, everybody. And God bless you, lepers. I'm sure you're going
to
be fine.
This day and age, lepers are the least things you have to worry about. So,
all right, I want to change the subject completely. What do you think about Whole Foods? I don't understand the reason I'm asking, ladies and gentlemen, is because of a good friend here in the Beverly Hills. She's not been feeling well. So Dennis and I have been running her food and stuff, and she likes particular things that we have to get at Whole Foods, and I avoid Whole Foods at all costs. The one in Santa Monica, the one in Beverly Hills, the parking is ridiculous. And everybody, I mean, 7 out of 10 people, which is almost everybody, is flying around at 90 miles an hour, talking on their phone, dragging a dog. And I just can't deal with that shit, right? Have you been to the Beverly Hills Whole Foods? I'm sure.
Yes.
Changed a bit on Crescent.
Well, because when I went to the dentist, it was right across the street.
Oh my God, what a zoo! And the one in Santa Monica, it's like going from hell to heaven.
And
the parking lots are like.
I went to the one on Fairfax too. There was one on Fairfax.
The one on and Mar Vista is pretty good. You know, it's a little more relaxed. But I don't get it. Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. You know, call me common, call me bourgeois, whatever you want. But I just don't get the excitement. And Trader Joe's, boy, they've been recalling their, they've got rocks in their chocolate and something else and something.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh my God. It's hard because we have Publix, which is very good. But
it's like Ralph's here, which is
in
Kroger.
My lifetime, I have never shopped at Whole Foods more than I have since I moved here. I actually, they're cheaper here than some of the grocery stores.
No kidding.
The groceries are very much more than LA here.
Well, it's, I don't know. I just don't get it. And everybody's so friggin' obnoxious. Not everybody. To my viewers and listeners, they're Whole Foods shoppers. Nothing personal. I'm just talking about my own personal experience.
Maybe. I get Italian sodas and stuff, you know, weird stuff like that. You know, I don't go buy my just regular things there.
Okay. And another news, you know, we'll just change this.
Yeah, you got to do this.
We had a shooting outside of Craig's last night. I know, scandalous. God.
I hope it's not obnoxious, at least.
What they've been showing from the videos is these guys, and they suspect that it's probably related to the same guys that were hitting people on Cannon in Beverly Hills. Craig's, ladies and gentlemen, is an upscale restaurant owned by a friend of ours and our good friend Cindy Bell, who I know is trying to call in. I'm sorry, Cindy Bell. Worked there as a bartender for years. The point being is that it's a really swell little spot in West Hollywood, which is just Beverly Hills adjacent.
Yes.
And last night, these guys, it looked like they were wearing like hazmat suits, you know, like white with these white hoods. And they walked up with semi-automatic guns and stole this guy's wristwatch. Now, I don't know, Cindy Bell was saying she heard some, you know what, I don't want to start any innuendo or whatever. But and anyway,
was it outdoors? I mean, they didn't go in.
Well, right at the valet in front.
Yeah. And so you're standing outside and they shot him though?
That's what they didn't say anything about that on our news, but I think Cindy may have gotten a different report in Nashville. So we get conflicting reports. So let's talk about you. That's just what's going on here.
Hey, Kathy, are you Michael Jackson? Because every time I look at you, I want to beat it.
If I could moonwalk away from you right now, I would.
Yeah, that's my partner who's got that ZZ Top / Fidel Castro look going on. Now, he's only got one Z because he can't grow his beard any longer than this. Oh, speaking of that, what do you think about my turkey neck, Kat?
So I know the ZZs.
What do you think about my turkey neck that's developed?
Oh, I have one too.
Isn't it fabulous?
I actually gave myself a little facial last night, and it's a little bit better.
Oh, God, you look fabulous. I'm thinking about cutting all this and growing it long. I mentioned this last week on the Bob Dean Show. Yay. And letting it grow like a mullet. Just let it grow down here and let it grow long. Wouldn't that be right?
Should tattoo it as well.
Yeah. I laughed at work the other day and this kid goes, ew, your face moved. I was like, this is your future.
Oh, my God. Trust me, I get it. I get it. Well, at least you don't have breasts. Well, let me take that back. You do. So
actually, I'm losing them because we're doing no carbs. I'm down 10 pounds.
Really? I'm not at all. But it's too hot to walk in the summer here. But I'm starting to swim, things like that again. I didn't swim for a year. I got afraid of one of my tenants here that yelled at me for having Maybelline down there. So I didn't go to the pool for a year. But now I figure I'm paying so much HOAs. I'm just going to show them who's boss.
Hell yeah.
You know, so, you know, I used to love to go swimming, remember?
Yes, of course. So, well, we need to come and visit you.
Your
25th birthday's coming up this month, huh?
That's right. Jamie's coming. Miss Jamie.
Yes, Miss Jamie. And Jamie, I know you're probably trying to call in Keith Garston. You know, all these people that we talked about that wanted to talk to you. I promise we're going to do this. And the people are text messaging me on my new iPhone, which I hate. But I'm not responding because I have no idea how to work it. So you can. I'll get back to all of our fans. Of the Bob Dean Show, yay! When this broadcast is over. So, Kath, you were Miss August of '82. I never get tired of talking about this or asking you questions about it.
Me neither.
And you have such a humongous fan base.
It's huge.
I have to tell you, I'm sad to say, you're Kathy St. George later, which it's part of my going out attire. Since you know, we remember when we were young and we go out every single night. No, it's not burnout. It's somewhere in this palatial estate. I know it's in the house, because I found my other one. The convertible, my little convertible, has been kind of in storage just because it's been so hot for us. And I found one of my Zippos in there. What's that?
I have a couple here if you need a new one. You know.
So. Well, you know, I would be happy to purchase one because you know, Dennis gave me this freaking cool ass like lizard skin wallet.
Oh.
For Christmas. My point being is that when we do go out now, you know, I get my special wallet and I have to have my Kathy St. George lighter to show off when I'm smoking, which of course I have to do outside.
Yeah, I haven't been doing a lot of memorabilia promotion this year, which I need to start doing again I've sold so much of my stuff I don't have anymore. You know, it's like not my pictures, but like things that I wore and that were published and clothing and this. I've sold everything. I sold $4,000 to the manager of the Plaza.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, I have some ideas for that we can discuss, not on camera, though.
Okay.
Keith Garson text messaged me, too. Hey, Keith Garson, I'll check it out when we're done. I'm sorry you can't call it. Keith is my Keith Garson. He's called into the Bob Dean Show before when we did, you know, when we were with our other studio. And he's your biggest fan.
I know.
He's my best friend since 1977.
Hello. And I really owe him a photo. I have been very sort of isolating lately, but I need to come out of my shell a bit.
Well, say hi to Keith because he's a big fan.
Hi, Keith. And I'm really sorry I didn't get to say hello to you. Hopefully,
we'll do it on the next show. But okay, so now you're a native of California, right?
No,
I thought you were born here.
No, I was born in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I'm a Southern girl.
You know what? That's funny because my middle name is Densmore from my father's side of the family. I am from the Densmore clan of Sullivan's Crossing, Virginia.
Oh my God. Because I'm from Norfolk is not like part of the Washington, D.C., Virginia. We're the redneck Virginia.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Now we need to look into
this. We throw beer in the tub and shit.
Well, so my Aunt Virginia, no relation to the state, she was sending me, and she's passed, but she was the matriarch of the Dean side of the family, and she was sending me a bunch of letters and information, and that's how I found out about this. And we need to get on our Ancestry.com thing.
I'm on that.
I have no idea where Sullivan's Crossing is and or was. But who knows? It might have been close to Norfolk.
I'm just learning it now. It's very confusing to me. But I did find out. I thought I was German my whole life. And I thought I killed the Jews. And I was so ashamed of it. And I made them change my name when I was 6. And it turns out I don't have a bit of German in me. I'm mostly Scot with British and Irish. And then... I'm like 60% or 60-something percent Scot, British, Irish, and Welsh. So I'm up there with the Celts, you know? And then my mother and I, and then the other 30% is Danish and Swedish. And then 1% is Nigerian.
No kidding.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm a little bit Nigerian, you know?
Yeah, that's a little flair, a little splash.
I know.
At least they can't call you a Karen. I'm doing this in my bit now. I was at the LA School of Comedy, 10835 Santa Monica Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
Owned by Sunda Kronquist, who we love. Hi, Sunda. That's where the show originated, from the LA School of Comedy studio. The point being is that I was up there last night, and I'm doing a new bit about Karens, because I don't know who coined the phrase that a Karen has to be a middle class white woman who's just awful. Because I've been a bartender for 43 years. I'm an actor and a comedian, which means I'm and a podcast host, which means I'm a bartender. And Karens come
in all your
every color, every shape, every gender, and every age.
And every weight.
And every weight. They're not just, you know, and that's the whole bit. I'm like, a white Karen is like, I'd like to taste every one of your 26 wines by the glass. A black Karen is, I can't taste no alcohol in this. A Persian Karen is, it is your job to read the wine list. Asian Karens just take pictures of the food.
Well, Kathy,
and so on and so forth. It's all Kathy comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
Much
comedy.
Crap muddled in there that you have to, that will take you the longest. That's me.
Yeah, I know. The first time I met you at Wolfgang's, which we miss Wolfgang's Steakhouse by Wolfgang's Wiener. All people talk about whenever we see anybody from the gang. Ladies and gentlemen, Wolfgang's Steakhouse was a bar that I worked at for a restaurant in Beverly Hills that I worked at with Nikki, Sasha, Juan, and Ricky for many years together behind the bar. And it was the coolest spot in all of Beverly Hills. The only reason it closed is because the city of Beverly Hills doubled the rent and the company said, So the point being is that that's where I met Miss Kathy St. George.
Yes.
And she came in on a Friday happy hour with a couple of other va-va-voom blondes.
Actually,
what did you order? A Wolfgang. Well, you ordered
a Wolfgang. Who is an evil twin of somebody.
Yeah. No names mentioned. We'll talk about it later. Although I did see that person at Wendy and Ken's fabulous party. Their rooftop
party.
Oh, my God. The best ever. Wendy and Ken. Hi, Wendy and Ken.
They're Miss Wendy and Ken's party.
Yeah. Well, they're fabulous. And the party, the 4th of July party on their roof of their high rise, we can see every 4th of July display all over Los Angeles. And which they cut a lot of them out, the ones over in Marina Del Rey and stuff, because the pollution from the fireworks is going in the ocean. Anyway, so where was I talking?
Well, also, I think the fires that we're getting from up north and stuff, I hate to say it, but they've gotten really weird, even about Florida.
Yeah, well, this one was because of the explosions and polluting the bay and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were talking about this and that. What were we talking about? See, ladies and gentlemen, I lose my train of thought.
I do, too. We were talking about...
You're going backwards.
Oh, so working at Wolfgang's.
Oh, yeah, working at Wolfgang's. Okay, that's where I met Miss Kathy St. George. And if the followers of my comedy act, which is reasonably amusing, I talk about how I friggin' hate craft cocktails. They're all the rage. Young
mixologists
love their craft cocktails. But craft cocktail is anything that's on that menu that says, we start with fresh raspberries and add 2 sprigs of mint. And muddle that together, and it's shaken and twirled, and oh, please. But anyway, Kathy orders a Wolfgang Spice, which was my nemesis because it had a sugared rim.
But it had jalapenos in and everything. It's really good. And
I made them deliciously for you, didn't I?
Oh, my.
But I made them like this.
You can get those drinks from somebody. I sent them back to the other bartender.
I know. Well, because this is how I made them. I'd be like, sure, Kathy.
I mean, that you make them like a cocktail. They make them like a sugar drink.
Yeah, no.
You can't make them like a sugar drink. I want to taste the liquor and just a little bit of the flavors and
precisely. Things. That's how it's made. It doesn't need to be one of the. At any rate, so
he's
that's
the
why I'm
best
I made...
bartender.
Thank you very much. I was voted second best bartender in Nashville in 2004 by the Nashville Scene.
Really?
And I was also mentioned in the Nashville Tennessean as a bartender to follow. And I got signature drink recognition in the New York Times Sophisticated Traveler. And this is when I worked at Mirror Restaurant, which is no longer there. It was Colleen and Michael DeGregory opened Mirror Restaurant on 12th Avenue South for you Nashvillians. I don't know what is there now, but it was the pioneer the clothing place. And they were just opening, 2 years later, they opened the place across the street.
I can't even remember the name.
But it's right across the street from Miss Daisy's spot. It used to be the Crack and Suds. It was a convenience store.
Voted the most popular playmate in the history of Playboy magazine in 2001 by MIT.
Va, va, boom. And when did you read, did you do your second shoot? It was the one where they only had a few. That was like, 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
I did that in 62. When I was 62, so it was 2017.
Well, close enough.
I mean, that was pretty. I'm off to the side. Sorry, I kicked my thing.
Stop moving around. You look great. Seriously. God,
no,
I'll slap
you. Goes, you're a little off center. That's okay.
just Kathy.
Oh, all right. I'll just scoot over.
Just look at right. You. You look
doesn't
like
that seem
at
easy?
This angle. You look like Alexa, not Alexa. What's her name? Crystal Carrington from Dynasty.
Oh my God!
And you know for those who don't know, that is the highest form of flattery that I could give you.
We used to have the same manager, and
Linda Evans, really?
Yeah, it was Linda Evans, Donna Dixon, and myself.
Dixon, blah, blah, boom, too. And Linda Evans, she was one of the many celebrities that I got the opportunity to meet when I worked at La Scala, you know, and just to say hello. And I always say thank you for the music, thank you for the entertainment, thank you for the, you know, the laughter, the comedy. And Linda Evans, I was walking up the aisle and her eyes were so piercingly gorgeous, naturally, her blue eyes.
Beautiful.
And I was like, wow. And I just stopped and I was like, hi, Ms. Evans. My name is Bob Dean. And I just wanted to thank you for the entertainment. Because it always takes them back, I think, when I say that, or anybody does, because I guess they expect you to be going, oh, my God, I love you, you know, which is what I did
uh-huh.
to Carol Burnett and Lily Tomlin. I couldn't hold it back.
Oh, I love, you know, I was at the Emmys the one time I went to the Emmys, only because if you don't have a really good friend, or you know somebody really well that's being, it's just kind of a long, long place to sit.
Mm-hmm.
But the party after is really fun. And I remember running into Linda Evans. Now, I had a dress that I had made, and it was very Egyptian. Not beady and not Bob Mackie-ish, very soft fabrics. And she came up to me at the Emmys and said, you have the most beautiful dress on tonight.
Wow.
And nice. Then I went to a party in New York for Donald Trump gave for Erte. You know who Erte is? The artist Erte?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And I went as Erte's date, and he was 92. And
girl.
And I wore that dress, and he said, that is a dress I would have painted.
That wow, is how flattering.
Because I know, so that dress was a killer.
You know,
God knows what happened to it. I took it to one of those used clothing stores, and they probably robbed me.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? You gals get all so much stuff in there, and then you got to get rid of it. It's like, I don't get new underwear until my thumbs go through the elastic.
I sold all my stuff and left town with the money.
Well, there you go.
Now, listen.
So you how tell us how you got recognized by Playboy? If you know what were you doing? I know you've told me, but I want you to tell our audience on the Bob Dean Show.
Uh huh.
What you were doing? You know where you were living, and how did you get your foot in the door and be recognized so fabulously?
Well, by Playboy? I actually got a divorce that I paid for and drove across the country all by myself. I left my husband everything but $100 for gas. His gas was really cheap in the 80s, in the early 80s. And when I got back to town, I went straight to my parents because I didn't have a place to live. So here I am, 26 years old, living with my mom and my dad and my sisters. And I decided to go to this aesthetic school because I could go for free because my friend, a doctor friend of mine in Tampa knew the guy that owned it. So I figured I'll go to school for free. I'll learn something more than just makeup artistry, and this way I can make more money. Well, while I was sitting in the class, one day they had a makeup artist come in who did photography, makeup. And she pulled me out of the audience to do my makeup. And she said, I know a photographer that would love to do a wee cover of you. And I know he'd love it. And I went and met with him. And Hef used to own Wee also. And I said, what if we test for Playboy? Because at the time, my birthmark on my knee is a Playboy bunny with a bow tie. I mean, I've had it since I was a kid, baby. So it's always been a joke I would do Playboy. So I said, what if we try to do Playboy because I could really use the cash? And, you know, so I ended up, he tested me. He just sent the pictures in. Playboy decided they retested me because they liked someone from their magazine to shoot you, you know, too. So I went in and I had my makeup done by the makeup artist who was also the co-editor. And I told her I was a makeup artist for photography, but I wasn't. I lied. I'd never done it. But I was a makeup artist. I mean, I trained makeup artists for Estee Lauder and stuff, but I wasn't for photography. I lied. And they hired me 2 days later, and I had to run out and buy a makeup kit that looked just like hers. I went to all these places. I even got a car wreck going on Martin Luther King Boulevard, going to look for a Mary Kay lady. But the thing that was weird is, not only did I get a job as a makeup artist, and I worked for them for 22 years, but I got Playboy Centerfold too, and I got a cover.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, so I ended up working for them, doing all the makeup. I did Fran Jeffries when she did her layout, and I did a lot of the celebrities. And a lot of the makeup artists. So I was like, all the makeup girls, all the centerfolds loved me because I was like the mom. You know, I always took care of them. And then Hef, that's how I met Hef. I went in to do his makeup in 81 for Halloween to make him a vampire. And I'd seen him across the room because I'd been there a couple times, but I was too scared to talk to him. And then the next thing you know, I'm up in his bedroom and I'm doing his makeup.
Well,
and he was so nice.
See, and this is what it's sad. Well, it's you know, there's were some documentaries on that a lot some Playmates did not put him a favorable light. And I know that you and the couple of the Playmates that you've introduced me to have said nothing but genuine lovely things about the man, and that's what I choose to follow on that side. But the point being is that it's sad that we lost him, and because for those of a whole different generation that we're growing out of now, we'll have no idea the excitement of just hearing about what was going on at the Playboy Mansion and you know, the magazine itself. I mean, you know, I'm if you hadn't heard, I'm a homosexual, announcing that on the Bob Dean Show. I'm the kind of guy that'll kick your ass if you have anything bad to say to my face. I'll beat the crap out of you. That's just the way it is. But the point being, though, is that so I never was a big fan of the magazine. Like my buddy Keith Garson, who's texted me 3 times, he was a collector. He had thousands of them, or hundreds of them. So at any rate, back to the Playboy Mansion, the parties I know must have been outrageous and fun. And the party, you told me stories about like living at the mansion.
The movie nights were just nice, and dinner and a movie. It wasn't crazy time. It wasn't.
Well, you told me living in the mansion was
not a lot of drugs in the house that he knew of.
Well, you were telling me that it was just a lovely time. I mean, you know, like a sorority, maybe kind of sorority house environment, comfort, and everybody was friends, really tight.
I went up there a lot. I mean, I used to go up on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Monopoly night that he would play and watch TV in my pajamas. And when I say pajamas, I don't mean cute, sexy ones. I mean sweatshirts, leggings, my hair in a ponytail on top of my head, no makeup. And I would go up and have a BLT with avocado and sit and watch TV with him while he played Monopoly. And sometimes I'd fall asleep, and he'd put a blanket on me before he went to bed.
Oh. Well, he's missed by a lot of folks.
I'm sad because, number one, I don't want this to be the thing that people remember about him. Because what they did is they waited till he was dead to do it. And most of it, I would say most of it's untrue. I can't say it's all untrue because it's hearsay to me. It's all hearsay.
Right.
But I do know that one of the girls, I won't name her, but she was my roommate at the time. And I do know that most of the stuff of what she said was not true. Because I lived with her. And I just know that the stuff she said was not. And I know where she bought her drugs. And she never got them from Hugh Hefner.
See?
I'm sorry.
You heard that first on the Bob Dean Show, ladies and gentlemen. Yay.
I want that stuff in the house. Number one, because he would be like, drugs would be the thing that they would love to get him for. And two, because one of his best friends, John, had a poodle that was addicted to cocaine and would run down and try to lick up the floors after a big party before they could stop him. So,
oh, that's so horrible.
So he would want us not to do, he would want us not to do it. And God, he couldn't say as an adult human being and you're in a bathroom that you can't do it, but could you please be careful and do it over the sink? But he can't say don't. I mean, he can't say, you know.
Right. It's like, it's like, mean, it's like all the years I've been in the club business.
That we don't do it, but.
Exactly. It's like all the years I've been in the club business, you know, you can say, you know, no drugs allowed, you can blah, 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 but how are you supposed to monitor? You know, you can't have somebody, you know, a camera looking at you in the stall.
Drug sniffing dog.
Well, she's talking about a poodle that was addicted to cocaine. That's why Hugh Hefner's best friend.
And the worst part.
Well, Dennis, dear.
If you, even if you did drop it on the floor, if you were sitting in a chair, it ran up and licked your nose.
Ugh. Well, how could he do that to us? Such a wonderful poodle.
Well, he did. It wasn't his dog. So he would try to. That's why he would say, please, please don't.
No, 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 not Hef. The other guy, John, how did he let his poodle become addicted to cocaine?
Well, he didn't know. It, you know, it was one of those things.
It was one of those secret. The secret in the John lounge.
John lived there his whole life. And the fact is, everybody did it back then.
He probably got hooked. The dog probably got hooked at the poodle lounge at the, whatchamacallit, hotel in Miami.
The dog could have been licking dollar bills and gotten addicted. You know, all I know is it's not a question of addiction. It's the dog felt good on it. So, and the fact is, when they did research on monkeys, they did heroin, they did marijuana, they did all these different drugs. And only the monkey that did cocaine kept going back for more. So it's just, it is what it is.
Well, I cannot believe that I'm not dead or in a 12-step program because, as many of the viewers know, I was a bartender in Miami in the 80s while you were a playmate in Los Angeles in the 80s. So the point being is that we have kind of parallels in our social lives and that's all we did. It's not a secret anymore.
I was a Studio 54 girl.
That's so. Yeah, that's right. And that's all we did. And the movie Scarface was entirely accurate. And I lived on cocaine, Marlboro Reds, and Cuervo for about 4 years. And but now it's like, you know, I did cocaine. I did. At a party.
But you never got skinny.
Well, the point being, though, it was around Christmas time, and it was a big party, and somebody's like, you want to do a bump? And I'm like, yeah, it's been a long time. And it was like, and then I was like, what is this garbage?
Because you don't know what, well, you know why? Because it's all, you got to watch out now. Because, I mean, even the Colombians can't get cocaine down here because the Mexicans won't let it through. You know? So,
seriously, and this fentanyl crap.
That's
a whole other show story right there. Opinions
so it's
and
really
how they're letting that shit come through. But, but yeah, it's garbage.
Well, all drugs are garbage now. Even the ones that you buy through the pharmacy because they're generic and you don't know what the fuck is in it.
You don't even get me started on this marijuana shit. It's so damn strong. And
I know. I can't do it.
You know, and you know what I did yesterday is I have a picture. I'll show it to you next show or I'll say of me in 1982 in Miami. And I'm young and thin and tan and I look friggin' fabulous. And I found it in a box and I had it restored. I took it over to this place on Venice Boulevard and had it restored. Right.
Oh, cool.
And I had it in my car. So I took it into the show, the comedy show last night. And that's the first thing I did. I go, I want all you kids. Cause they're all young. They're all like 20, 21, 22. And they're hilarious young people that make me wish it's like going to the Ralphs in Westwood. I hate it because it makes me look at my spent youth because all these college kids are in shopping in there from UCLA. But at any rate, I'm like, I'm so fucking old. But I took it and I made them pass it because it's like a little Soho club gathering, you know, at Cinda's place on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, open mic nights at the LA School of Comedy, y'all. And I passed it around. I'm like, I want everybody to take a good look at this. And they're like, yeah, okay. And I go, that's me. And like half the jaws drop. And I go, so when I'm up here ranting about this and that, and you're calling me an old fart, I want you to know that this is your future.
That, I feel the same way. I'm like, you know, hey, I've held up pretty well for my age, except that, you know, I think I'm just bored here. I'm ready to go. I want to go to New Orleans or something.
Well, this is what happened in L.A., if I may say, though. I mean, you have so many friends here that love you and miss you. And I understand exactly what you're feeling, exactly, because this is how we used to be, too. You know, you get set up somewhere, and, you know, because you researched several cities before you settled in Palm Beach. And if I may say, you know, speak for you. I get that itch and you just want to go. And that's why we're thinking about Thailand in a couple of
years. Well, I was thinking about Thailand with you. I was thinking getting my place in New York and then getting a summer place or getting a place in Thailand too, because it's cheap.
It's cheap. It's dirt cheap. And they want it because, you know, Michael Sandoval, because I know you watch the Bob Dean Show every week. Yay. Michael Sandoval, our good friend, he's a comic from LA that's moved over there and he's our Pattaya correspondent.
Yeah,
and he's gone twice and talking about it. And I have a couple of friends here, a couple that we've been friends since before they married years ago from Florida. No names mentioned, but it was so funny. We were talking about it, and they've been thinking about it as well. My sister in Florida wants to join us. We haven't even been yet. I'm trying to scrape the dough together now because it's been so slow here in the bar business. But we need to go over and spend some time with Michael. But I'm super excited about it.
If you came to my house and became my personal bartender, you wouldn't be so.
You need to start having parties, girl. I'll have parties, and we'll come. I'll come back down to Florida, and I'll wear my Speedo.
Oh, please do.
Because that's all. Listen, that's all I want to do. If we go to Thailand, I don't give a crap about going out clubbing or any of that stuff. I'm going to wear my orange. And for those of you who have never seen my orange Speedo video,
you gotta watch.
You can go to my website, bobthesurlycomic.com. Bobthesurlycomic.com. Also, follow me on Instagram, bobdean2971, and we'll get to you stuff. But anyway, go to bobthesurlycomic.com and go to videos, and it's like the fourth one down. It's a commercial that I did about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And if I never, ever do another thing, this is my friggin' signature thing, and it's a commercial that I did. And all I want to do, if we move to Thailand, is go to the beach every day, then my tight orange Speedo with my big, fat, hairy back and one of those wicker Asian hats and my metal detector.
Perfect. Yeah, you got to have one of the hats.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, we bought one.
I'm used to the humidity now from living here, so I could probably adjust pretty well, you know, to it. So, because, I mean, it's 90-something degrees out right now.
It's a beautiful 75 here right now.
I know. I have to tell you, I miss California a lot. I mean, if I could get through this deal with this legal stuff with this place in New York, I would sell them both and reinvest. But I don't know about that. I don't know if LA is the place to go. You know, I don't know.
You know, because I love LA, but you know, tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow is my 19th anniversary of the day that I cruised into LA. I rented my apartment in April, but I couldn't rent my house in Nashville. Long story short, if Clark Trainer, my buddy Clark, and his lovely wife Dickie, are watching, Clark and his wife, before they raised their family, moved out here as pioneers first. And I came out, you know, because my friends were out here and we, you know, had a good time. And the point being is that it was 19 years ago tomorrow that I cruised in with my Buick Roadmaster station wagon and my U-Haul. And Clark came over and helped me unload. And I'm in the same, thank you, I'm in the same fabulous rent-controlled apartment that I've been in for 19 years. And you've been here many times. It's not this, ladies and gentlemen. But I was thinking about it last night, Kath. It's like this was supposed to be my starter pad until I learned my way around Los Angeles, because it's still one of the best neighborhoods in LA.
Hampton.
And it's a great spot. The under of the building are great. I miss having a pool. But, you know, it's what more? I was thinking about it, like, because Dennis and I were watching a movie last night. And I'm thinking, oh, I got to go. He asked for something, some water. And I go, because I just walked in into the bedroom. And I go, you mean I got to go all the way to the other end of the house?
You know,
it's really a cozy little place, you know?
My little apartment in New LA. Remember how cute it was?
Oh, my God.
The Langham.
The Langham. Man, for those of you that, Kathy, we have 4 minutes. So let's do this. How about you want to come back next week?
Yeah.
We'll come back next week. So and
I'll be all ready next week.
You're already ready. But why don't you go ahead and say, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Dean 2971. Oh, by the way, we are also live streaming on the Bob Dean Show.
Yay.
Page on Facebook. And I want to thank Sam from LA Talk Radio. We'll figure out this phone thing. So, gosh, y'all, thank you for trying to call in. Kathy will be back next week. So, Kathy, tell us whatever you want to say about how to reach you, your fan page, whatever you want.
My fan page, my fan page is Facebook. You know, Facebook, it's the...
Well, all of your fans that are Facebook. Listening,
because I know... And then there's the regular Facebook, and then there's the Instagram. You know, I don't have any of those special things that a lot of people do.
Well, what's your Instagram, if anybody wants to follow you?
Instagram, Kathy St. George. It's all Kathy St. George. You know, so...
Who's she?
I don't have one... What is that? Something only, friends or something? I don't have one of those things.
Oh, who knows? This iPhone. I'm going to save the last 3 minutes because Sam Hazen, my producer, our producer from the LA Talk Radio. We love this guy. He's so patient.
Helping me, Sam.
And on the side of the screen here, because you know I'm a tech jerk, idiot, whatever. And he's so kind and patient about this and that. So we're going to time it to the exact minute when it's time to end, which is in 3 minutes. Come back next week.
Okay, I will.
And hopefully we'll have all the glitches worked out. So the folks from my end who've been trying to call in, love you. And from Kathy's fan page, all you ladies and gentlemen that are trying to call in, thank you so much.
Thanks for trying to call in. And please, maybe next week.
Maybe next week we'll have it ironed out, but Kathy will be back on the Bob Dean Show.
Bob will wear his Speedo, and I'll wear something comparable.
Well, listen, what the deal is that Sam has been encouraging me to get a frigging green screen, which, to put behind.
Oh,
stuff
in the
well, that way it'll look natural like you, and I can bring our little tchotchkes in and that sort of thing instead of disappearing. You know, that's why that is no technical difficulty from LA Talk Radio's end. That's just for me.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So at any rate, love you very much, Kath. We'll see you next week on the Bob Dean Show at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio.
Bye, Kathy.
Bye, Kathy.
Maybelline says bye. Come here.
Bye, Maybelline.
Yeah, let's say
bye, Maybelline.
Yay, Maybelline. Why did you name her Maybelline?
Because she can't.
You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.